What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Jasmine are in the house. What's up, Jasmine?
What up?
How is your Sunday going?
It's going.
Yeah, mine's kind of going too. My team is playing in the first round of the playoffs, and there's a minute left in the game, and they're down by 1 point. So hopefully they pull that off. But anyways, in other news, I guess in other more productive news, we're here, and the video feed looks good this time. Hopefully nobody gets dropped out, and we're not little tiny icons like Pepper was last week.
Is that right?
Yeah, we were all, I think we were all in normal size windows except for her. The logo took up a third window and made her the little pop-out window. So I'm not really sure what happened there, but looks like we got it under control this week. So
okay.
Looking forward to, I kind of like doing this video thing. It's like, I know.
Do you? It's all right.
I think it's just because I.
You don't have to convince me to do this, really.
Because I think we're all used to looking at each other on Skype and everything, and we've been doing it for two seasons, so we're already used to it. But I guess just the newness of the actual recording the video and seeing how we all how we look at each other.
Like, fix my hair now, though, or something. It's like, oh, there goes, you know, cowlick, like right there. But I don't know at this point. Who gives a fuck?
And that's the right attitude to have. Hey, that's the same attitude Madonna has about her new butt implants. Did you hear about that? And see the pictures? Oh, man. Whoa. Look, I'm all for, people being able to do what they want to their body. It's their body. I get it. But little effort, man. That shit's permanent.
Like, is she trying to look like a Kardashian or something? Like, I don't even know. It just looks so horrible.
Like, she bought her butt.
Clearly, she's got money to get this done. But then again, I don't know. I have no clue with that lady. I really don't.
I mean, she has a lot of money. You would figure that she could, you know, she'd be having a good plastic surgeon and one that was going to make it look natural. And I mean, well, as natural as it can be, considering that she didn't have one before.
I don't even really remember her having a butt.
No.
Like, even back in the 80s, I don't remember her having a butt. I think having a butt right now, or a booty, whatever you want to call it, is kind of like a thing for how it is beauty standards wise nowadays. It's like you have to have an ass. So I don't know if I can relate to that, because you know, Asian people are normally built like sticks, or in my case I was built like two sticks, three, four, I don't know. But like a bundle of sticks. So whatever, I don't care. I've never really paid attention to, like, at least as I got older, I don't really pay attention to how I'm supposed to look or whatever. I just, like, after a while, I'm just like, hey, I'm still pulling. Like, they still keep coming. It's all right, you know.
At some
There's
point-
a white guy in there somewhere that likes anime who's going to love me. It's all good.
Yeah, I think we're at an age where it's gotten to the point where it's like, I'm here. Fucking take me as I am. If you don't like my clothes, leave.
You know, it's like, you're going to wake up 30 years from now and I'm going to look like a dinosaur, for real. Like, this isn't going to be permanent. It will be like this until we're 60 and I'm going to be looking like I'm 40.
Like, believe me, motherfucker, this is the least of your worries.
Like, that's it. All I know is I'm getting laid. That's just my mentality. As long as I'm getting laid, I'm good. If I'm not getting laid, then there's a problem. I better start, like, you know, chugging some fucking Slim Tea or something.
It's only a I guess it's only a problem when the little kids come up to you and say, I know three fat people in this whole complex, and you're two of them.
Oh, God. That would be the day.
That would be scary. And I don't, I mean, maybe it just looked weird on her because it.
Because she's a fucking ancient dinosaur? Like, she's fucking 65. I don't understand. Could she just, like, call Kris Jenner or something and be like, yo, who's your surgeon? Like, you know what I mean? There's some really good-looking old people out there. I don't know why she can't be one of them.
Yeah, I guess it's I guess it's a choice to be Kanye Jr. It's a choice.
Oh my god, I don't know. I don't even. Is she still even making music? I don't even know.
I think she's still doing concerts, but I don't remember or recall anything. Her recently releasing any kind of an album or anything like that. I think it's mostly just like humanitarian work and
like humanitarian work and Britney Spears is a new Madonna, so that's all good.
Who, Britney Spears?
Yeah, probably. That's what I'm guessing, but I mean she passed the torch, you know, during the MTV Awards, kissing her and everything. I guess that's what it was.
She passed the burn that she passed was herpes, not a torch. It was funny because even Dennis Rodman made a joke about that during one of the roasts that he was on. And he was like, I don't know what you're doing with your life, and take it from me, I fuck Madonna without a condom.
Oh! God, they're just passing along.
So,
Like a BP card or something. Shit.
Like, I don't have, again, like, I don't have anything against plastic surgery. I mean, it's like, it's all fine and well. It's your body. Do whatever to it that you want. But, I mean, if the point is for it to look nice or look nicer than what was previously there, then,
was previously there, but it wasn't there. We talked about this already. It wasn't there. She didn't have a butt, so I guess she didn't have anything to model her current situation.
Yeah, no, and maybe that's the other reason that everybody is like making such a big deal about it, is because it went from absolutely nothing at all nothing. To like Kim Jr. And I was like, whoa, that was a bit of a. That was a bit of a stretch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
she was doing squats since the 80s, I guess, and it just popped out.
She better get back to using that Suzanne Summers, the thigh master.
Jazzercise.
Yeah.
That's how fucking old Madonna is. Oh my god, I actually feel better about myself right now. Like, alright, cool. Jazzercise, holy shit.
But yeah, no, there was an awful lot of there was an awful lot of chatter on social media when it came out. A bunch of people defending her, a bunch of people saying stuff like, it looks like she got her butt implants at Big Lots. So and yeah, a little harsh, but I mean, it does kind of look like that. It just a tiny bit, you know, ever so slightly.
What? Holy shit. That's terrible.
Or she got a bit bulk from Costco. There was also jokes
She's denying it. What does she wear? Like padded underwear or something? I mean, it looks terrible.
Well, that
she was wearing fucking Depends. I don't know.
Oh, that was another thing. They said that it looked like she was now modeling adult diapers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sorry, Madonna. I love you. I love your music.
And there were people on there, and one of the comments was, leave Madonna alone. And the first thing I thought about was the leave Britney alone guy.
Yeah.
That was all in tears. Leave Britney alone.
That guy is still on social media, by the way. Somewhere. Yeah, he still posts, like, and the thing is, though, he doesn't even look remotely like he did in that Leave Britney Alone video. Kris Crocker, is that his name?
I wasn't sure. I was gonna ask you about that.
Yeah, I think it's Kris Crocker. Yep. That's his name. He looks nothing like... Look at... Actually, guys. That's him now.
What? That's the Leave Britney Alone guy?
Yeah.
Oh, get the fuck out.
I mean, he's gotta be gay.
You think? There is a slight possibility that that could be the case.
Yeah, he's definitely gay.
We might have to have Cookie confirm on that one, but I'm pretty sure you and I are right.
Confirm, please. And he's on Instagram, and he still refers to himself as the Leave Britney Alone guy.
Really?
And he has 1 million followers.
Well, I mean, that kind of...
Oh, he's definitely gay. Okay, yeah, he's like... Fodling things here.
That was kind of his claim to fame.
Yeah. Wow, but he definitely looks different. He definitely looked like I would have swiped right. By accident on Tinder.
By know. Accident on purpose?
No, not on purpose.
Well, speaking of people doing things on purpose by accident, there's so those challenges they still haven't stopped, and they're just I don't know, man. Maybe they should go get jobs instead of trying to think of stupid things to do or other stupid things to do.
They do this all over YouTube, you know? It's like one person does this, one YouTuber does this, or whatever, and it just turns into this one big train of challenges. So, which challenge are we talking about?
Well, the latest one is the Bird Box Challenge, and me, personally, I haven't seen the movie, but No, not missing much?
I mean, like, it's one of those, like, you know how you want to watch a movie and you're like, yeah, I should have just rented this. I think it's one of those, well, you know, you have no obvious choice than to rent it on Netflix or watch it on Netflix, so there's a win-win right there. But it was all right. It had a lot of big-name actors in there. Sandra Bullock's in there, obviously, and, you know, other movie stars I can't name. Because I don't remember. I just know them from like, oh, yeah, that's the Asian guy from, what's his face or whatever. Or, you know, that black dude from there or whatever. I don't know why I keep on describing things by their ethnicity, but you get the drift. So essentially the movie is about like, it's actually about an apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
And... for some weird reason, they see, like, this entity, and they commit, like, mass suicide. Like, these, like, people, me and you see this thing, and you just want to kill yourself. So that's why there's a blindfold. So that's why they can't see this, because if they see it, then they're going to fucking die.
Okay. Well, then...
So there goes that.
Well, it's not Sharknado, but I'll take it, I guess.
I haven't seen Sharknado. I actually want to see Sharknado now. Now that you say that, but sure. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's a pretty good movie. I wouldn't say it's like the best movie I've seen. You know, like people hype these things up like they've never fucking seen other good fucking movies before. But I mean, it's a good movie for Netflix, I think. Other than that, these fuckers are probably blindfolding themselves, I'm assuming, and
yep.
Spending, what, hours on end blindfolded? It's like, I thought that was like 50 Shades of Grey, like...
Exactly. It's like, wait. Somebody was like, oh, we've done that already. Hold on. Time out. Already been done.
So like, the 50 Shades of Grey challenge, like, you know, blindfolded. I guess that's with the cracking of the whip, but, you know. Yeah, it's a bird box. You're probably asking why a bird box. Well, she's got, like, these little birds that kind of, like, alert them when this thing is... I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this movie. I really don't. more power to the people that love the movie, but I watched it just to see what all the hype was about. But I want to see how these things are turning out. So they're blindfolded, what, grocery shopping and doing all sorts of things, or?
There were a couple of videos that I saw. There was one that was a little more lengthy, and it was about 15 minutes, 17 minutes, something like that. But they didn't have the blindfolds on when they were in the house initially, but then they had to leave, and so they went out the garage door and into the garage, and as they're getting in, or as they're walking out, they're putting the blindfold on, and you know, they walk out, and then when they get in to get in the car, they did it blindfolded, and they opened the garage door, and somebody was driving, but they were just kind of like passengers and stuff, but they went to like Popeyes blindfolded. They went to like the mall. They were just, you know, walking around trying to do stuff.
Popeyes blindfolded. Popeyes is gonna taste the same fucking thing, like blindfolded. Okay.
Right, like they're.
Man, let me tell you, I'm just gonna put this on blast. I went to Popeyes like last week. I'm sorry, guys, but when you say you're closed at 10, and I put in an order at 9:50, please don't tell me to wait out the window for 20 fucking minutes until you're closed, and then I have to turn the fucking car around and be like, "Where's my food?" Like, don't even fucking take an order at all at 9:50 if you're going to close in 10 minutes and tell me to wait for 20 minutes outside if you're not going to give me my food. Because I swear to God, everyone in the car was fucking hangry as fuck. Like, yeah, so, Wilson was like, "I'm about to throw the N-word." Like,
what? Damn. Yeah, they didn't bring it out at all?
I'm about to throw the N-word. These people are being fucking dicks. I want my fucking chicken, my mashed potatoes, my fucking dirty rice. Like, he was just so fucking pissed. And I'm over there, like, you know, my kid was in the backseat and was just like, "I just want my biscuits." And I'm like, "Oh my God, everyone just wants to fucking eat." So anyways, please, if you're a fast food worker, please do not take an order 10 minutes before you're going to close if you're not going to give me a food. Just saying.
Did you guys end up getting your food or no? Not at all.
No, we did. No, we pulled, and as we fucking pulled into the window, they were all up in there dancing and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, where's my food?
Okay.
I got my food and free mashed potatoes because Wilson was not gonna take that shit. He was like, I better get some free shit out of this. I'm like, you do you, babe. You do you. So.
Well, I mean, I would think, like, for fast food, and then you have to wait 20 minutes outside, and then they finally bring it to you. That kind of defeats the purpose.
10 to 15 minutes for some dark meat. I can go around the corner and get fucking dark meat for, like, 5 minutes. No. Just saying. Probably a different type of dark meat, one that I don't deal with, but... Yeah, Jasmine, don't go there. Mm-mm. No, I'm too little. I can't.
So, Netflix actually released a statement saying, "Look, if you absolutely have to do this, and we're not encouraging you to do this, please don't be an idiot and get hurt, because don't blame us. Like, we're not advising that you." That you go out and
they have to fucking put a disclaimer now in fucking movies. By the way, don't run around blindfolded, driving and getting Popeyes. Like, we're not liable for this. I can't fucking imagine. People are stupid. I'm sorry. Probably fun to watch. I don't know. Was it fun to watch? Was it kind of like, oh, look at that fucking blindfolded guy? Like,
I was thinking that I was gonna watch him bump into more stuff, but. They didn't, so I'm like, eh, that's kind of meh. I think it would have been funnier if they were walking around bumping into stuff or into each other, but they had somebody like leading them around the whole time. So, yeah, no, I just, I was expecting more funny, I guess, than anything else. I guess just based on some of the fails that from those other challenges, like the Kiki challenges, the people slamming on the brakes and their friends slamming into the door while they're... Or, like, they open the door and the car just takes off without them. That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, they had celebrities do it. That would be funny if they had, like, Stevie Wonder do it. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
That was so inappropriate, guys. I'm so sorry, but, you know.
Well, it's not like he needs to see to do it. He's blind, not, you know.
I know, and he knows where everything is.
That would be funny if he does it with his cane. Be funny, or just, like, just fucking with his cane out there, like, all.
Yeah. But, so that's a challenge.
So I wonder what's next. Like, is they're just getting worse and worse, and I wonder, like, Jesus, what's next after that stupid the Tide Pod one?
The Tide Pod challenge. There's so many challenges. Like, they go way back. Ice Bucket Challenge. Like, I don't know. There's some pretty crazy things on YouTube that you see. Like, they have, like, these things I've just recently, like, ran into. They're called, like, I don't even know if this is a recent thing. Who knows? But they're called, like, mukbangs or something when people are, like, eating. They're just, like, binge eating and talking. I was like, damn, I should do that. People watch this stuff, I should do that. And then they have, like, these ASMR videos when they're, like, eating or they're, like, whispering. And people fucking watch these things. They call them, like, ASMRtist.
What the hell?
Yes, look them up. Oh, my God, you need to get with the times. I know about these things because I have an 8-year-old that watches YouTube, like, 24 hours. You're like, lights out, no more YouTube. And she's like, but no. And I'm like, no, no more YouTube. No, that is, like, their thing. It's like, there's not even, like, there's no such thing as, like, TV anymore. It's like YouTube. So I gotta stay relevant for my kid. So we can bond, you know, like who's your favorite, like, DIY, like, YouTuber or something or whatever.
Wow.
You have a kid too. Get with the times. Come on.
Yeah, but this one, but that one's a gamer though, so all he wants to do is just sit in front of the Xbox, and it's like, I've already played that game. He's like, oh, try. He's like, and it's cool. Like, he'll find some of, like, my old games to go and try and play them, and, like, try to sit there and tell me stuff about the game. And I'm like, you know, I've already played this game like 3 times, right?
That's funny. Now my kid is, like, obsessed with, like, slime videos, just making slime everywhere.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately. That's like places where, like, Fuck Checker and I were just somewhere today where there was a booth, and that's what it was. They was making slime.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you. For Christmas, my daughter wanted, like, glue. And I'm like, all right, little girl, you're going to sniff this or what? No, just kidding. But no.
Get off your high horse.
Literally. Like, that's what she wanted. She wanted, like, a gallon of glue and, like, food coloring and all sorts of stuff, and that's what she's into, is slime. And then at the Christmas dinner table, someone asked her about slime, and seriously, where I was like, oh no, she's about to go Bubba Gump on your ass on slime. Like, there's crunchy slime, there's glittery slime, there's rainbow slime, there's, you know, all these types of slime, and she'll tell you exactly what's in the fucking slime. She's crazy, she's nuts, but I love her. Yeah. She's about to go, like, Bill Nye on you on slime. It's funny.
It's just crazy with, like, what they get into now. It's just kind of like, really? You're into that?
Like, right?
Like, you got all this technology and that's what's waving your flag right now? Really? Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Like, putty and slime is, like, a thing for my kid. It's like, all right, cool. I guess, you know, being sponsored by Elmer's Glue for Christmas, like, hey, it's just a bunch of glue.
Sponsor money is sponsor money. I mean, I guess so long as it's not, you know, something that somebody's going to sponsor you, and, like, people are going to see it and be like, what the fuck? Why would you let them sponsor you, or you're going to piss?
Yeah, no shit. I'm, like, paranoid that I'd have, like, a bottle of fucking lube laying around. She'd think it's fucking glue or something and, like, turn it into slime.
Another dick diorama?
We gotta, like, you know, hide that shit in the arsenal or something.
She's going to use it as she use it as the rain and for the dick diorama that she already made.
Shut up.
Oh,
oh my God. To have kids.
For those of you that didn't quite get that one, go back and listen to season one. You'll get it. Somebody's kid who will be nameless at this time made a dick diorama.
Oh my God.
So I'm sure that was very unpleasant with the parent teacher conference. So speaking of movies and stuff, did you ever see that movie Night School? It was Kevin Hart.
No.
All right. So yeah, it was really funny. It was like it was really really funny. I liked it. Pepper and I watched it, and so there's one of the actresses that's in there, Tiffany Haddish. She's a stand-up comedian, and she is funny. She was in the news around New Year's because she had a New Year's Eve show, like a stand-up comedy show that I guess either didn't go exactly to plan or didn't go as smoothly as she thought it was going to go. And people ended up like leaving her show and all this stuff. They were like walking out, and there's, you know, footage of people like getting up, like cell phone footage and stuff of people getting up and like just leaving the theater because she wasn't being funny. So she got interviewed, and what she had to say was that she said, don't get too turnt before work, because that's what happens. So I guess she had partied and she had the night before and then partied the night of, and then I guess things kind of went sideways with the show. But one thing that the other thing that she was actually in the news for lately was her protest. She says that she's going to wear fur every day until the police stop killing black people, is what the quote says.
Whoa, that's some strong fucking statement.
Right, and so I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear fur. Like, I get it. Like, you want to stand out, but what the fuck does fur have to do with it?
Have to do with... That is true, because that's like me saying I'm going to go wear a fucking sack of rice until they...
Right? That was my reaction too. I'm like, all right, until the police stop killing black people, I'm gonna wear my diamond necklace. Why? Like, I get it. Like, you're you want to protest something.
I'm saying it, but you're also pissing off a lot of fucking hippie ass white people that don't eat fucking animals.
Yeah, PETA responded right away, and they kind of gingerly tiptoed around this one because I guess just because of why she was going to wear the fur, and PETA basically ended up saying that murder is always wrong, and even when it's and then they had to throw in even when it's animals. Which is why we're hoping she finds a different way to protest.
Oh, Jesus.
They didn't talk about...
They don't say even if they're gorillas, then they really would have fucking pissed some people off.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's why they tiptoed around it so gingerly. They were like,
generalize animals.
Right? They're just like, animals. Yeah, it's wrong. They jumped in. They were like, yes, it's wrong to kill black people. And it's wrong to kill animals, too, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is different from their normal, let's go throw red paint on people.
Right.
So that's why I thought it was kind of funny that they were like, oh yeah, like we're definitely releasing a statement, and the statement is like, can you please not do that?
Yeah, right. I mean, murder is murder. I get it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you don't like That's like a double negative right there.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck does fur have to do with it? That's I still get that.
It really isn't. It has nothing to do with it.
I mean, if you
she's just trying to be out there.
Maybe, I mean, but it happened before the show, so maybe she's not trying to, like, distract or, you know, whatever, away from the fact that she had a bad performance.
Yeah, girl, what's on your mind? What made you think about this? Let's talk.
Right? I mean, if you're out there and you're listening, like, let us know. Like, what's the first thing about? Like, we're trying to...
What is the reason behind this?
Like, we really tried to put two and two together, but it's just not working out. And Jasmine's really good at math. I mean, look at her. She's Asian. It doesn't get much more authentic than that. So, yeah, just go ahead and shoot us an email. Let us know what's up with the fur.
Yeah, even people commenting on social media, let us in on it. What do you think this is about?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Funny.
Oh, that would be good. Something good for the, since we're going to be on, like, our social media more, like the Instagrams and the Snapchats and stuff like that. That would be a good one to put out there. Like, hey, if you know what the fur thing is about, go ahead and, you know, comment or whatever. Let us know. Let everybody know.
Is there something subliminal?
I looked, but, like, still nothing. I was like, wow, all right. Maybe it was just, I'm going to do something. What are you going to do? Well, fuck, it's hot outside. I'm going to go wear fur.
Let's just, you know, like, shake the internet up a bit and see what they have something to say about this whole thing.
I think that's a good one for the forums, for the blog forums.
Yeah, think so.
I'll go ahead and put that one up when we put the show up, and, you know, let's see what the masses think.
Yeah, let us know. Right. I don't know however many times we're going to fucking say the same ass shit. Let us know.
So, coming up in the season, we're going to do some more Rice and Beans radio. So to the musicians that are out there listening, go ahead and get us in the music if you want to. Be on the broadcast. We can definitely get your music in, and doesn't matter what kind of music. Just send a cool story with it, and something that we can talk a little bit about on the radio.
Shameless plug.
Exactly.
Right? That's what we should call it. Shameless plug, because we're all shameless in here.
Right. We're also going to get into some more games. We got that tournament that still has yet to start. We need the other two hosts to come in, but they're on sick leave today, which is totally – I mean, which totally doesn't matter to Jasmine, because
– unpaid sick leave.
That's right, unpaid sick leave, which totally doesn't matter to Jasmine, because she can't get sick because you can't send germs through Skype. But me, on the other hand – I got to sit next to those two, and I'm really not trying to get sick.
They're always sick. Sick with some other fucking shit.
Pepper's got morning sickness. Cookie just said he had the flu, so I was like...
Morning sickness? Is she pregnant?
No.
Oh.
But she was throwing up in the
morning. She was out of commission.
But she was throwing up in the morning, so I called it morning sickness.
Morning sickness. All right, got it.
So, yeah, the How Well Do You Know tournament. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to have some guests on, maybe starting episode 4 or 5. But we do have rotating hosts coming back in. The Beauty Heroine and Ray the Guitar Guy will also be here. So got a lot of interesting stuff to look forward to. Are you ready, Jasmine? Are you excited?
2019, guys. We're not going to slack this time around. We'll see. I don't know. Everyone's on sick leave today.
Right?
I know. We're throwing some shade today, guys. Everyone's on sick leave. Why can't I be on sick leave?
I think out of all of us that rotate through or that are on permanently, I think you're the one with the most perfect attendance.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think in the two seasons that we did, I think I only remember you missing maybe like two shows.
I missed a few.
Oh, there was only like one or two where you weren't there the rest of the time you were there.
Oh, okay, good. I think one time I legit fell asleep. I was like, fuck Eastern Standard Time. Like, I was out.
Yeah, it was our 420 bonus show. We were supposed to do it at 420. I think we were both smashed and passed out.
There was this one time I actually fucking passed out on camera. That was fucking golden. I was like, oh shit. Oh my god.
Well, fuck it. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. You know what I mean? All right, kids.
Why this doesn't happen after fuck day? Because after fuck day, I am just fucking out like a light.
And that's why we were
when my days off.
And that's why we changed the recording schedules. Oh man. All right, kids. Well, we were coming up on our time for this show, and we were going to get up on out of here, but we will be back next week, hopefully with a little bit fuller cast.
Right, fuller.
Right.
Like Madonna's pants.
Like Madonna's pants. All right, until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.